Hello and welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. Boy, we have got a series of videos that is extremely exciting. Have you ever heard of Stephen Bancars? If you haven't, you need to get out of the rock that you've been living under for the past few years and come out and join the rest of the world. In studio tonight, we have Stephen Bancars, former New Ager and current Christian, and I have written a book with him. And for those of you who have followed this channel, you know that I also come from the New Age. Well, this guy is a phenomenal testimony. We're going to talk about that today. And for the next few days, we're going to touch on a series of topics and videos for all you guys at Josh Peck Disclosure. So, Steve, how are you doing?
It's been exciting.
It has been exciting.
2 days filming with Skywatch TV.
Yes.
And tomorrow we're filming Into the Multiverse episodes together.
That's exciting.
And, yeah, it's exciting. You know, I grew up Christian, fell away into the New Age movement. But the first thing that I started doing when I came out of the New Age movement was watch Skywatch TV, because they were the ones giving these answers to these fringe topics that drew me in the first place.
Yeah, not a lot of other Christian ministries are even dealing with that. I mean, there's a lot of really small ones that will, but like the major ones on network TV, not many do. And if they do, they do it really cautiously.
Right. And if they do it, they don't have it done by people who are willing to put the proper research in.
Right. Like Dr. Michael Heiser.
Like Dr. Michael Heiser, who wrote the foreword for our book.
Yes. And that's a good plug. I mean, if you know what, think what you want about us, but Dr. Michael Heiser wrote the foreword for our book and gave his ringing endorsement for it. That is also why we've got a couple of his books here, Reversing Hermon and The Unseen Realm. Phenomenal books. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, make sure you do. So what led you to my basement? Because right now, for the audience, you know, they know I record this in my basement at my home in Missouri. And here you are, Stephen Bancars, a Canadian. You spend a lot of time in like California and Hollywood and like that, you know, that area of the country. What are you doing here?
Basically, I reached out to you after I came to Christ. We'll get into my testimony a little bit, maybe on how I came through the New Age movement from a teacher at, you know, a high level, you know, one of the largest websites in the world.
Sure.
I was writing for, and to go from that, you know, being fully convinced of, you know, the new age philosophy to Christian, I reached out to you when I came to Christ. It might have been maybe 6 months after I came to Christ.
And yeah.
I saw you come on Skywatch and you had your new program and the multiverse. And I figured, you know, you guys talk a lot about things on there that could relate to quantum physics or consciousness,
right,
or anything that's kind of extra dimensional. And I figured, you know, it was research into different theories of consciousness,
yeah,
and extra dimensional phenomenon like astral projection. These are the things that enticed me. So I figured it'd be a good program to talk about. So I reached out to you. That might have been back in 2016.
Yeah.
And
isn't that crazy? That was already 2 years ago.
Yeah. 2017, you reached out to me then, and yeah, you asked, hey, let's write a book on the New Age movement together.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because when you first reached out to me, you had a suggestion for an episode, and it was something with consciousness and stuff. And I loved the suggestion. You know what's funny, though, is we still have not done that episode. Maybe we'll have to do it together. But sure. you had a really good idea for an episode, and that was when Christina was still co-hosting. That was back in the early days of the multiverse. And I was like, yeah, that sounds really good. But I actually have been meaning to contact you because I would like to interview you, because I saw his testimony. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, check, if you're watching this on YouTube, check in the description below. I have a link to his personal testimony, and we'll get into that more in this video. But I saw that testimony and it just blew me away, because I could really relate to so much of that. I mean, it was very similar to mine. And so I had been meaning at that time to contact you for an interview, with an interview request. So I wrote you back when you sent that email, and I was like, hey, that's really cool that you like the show. I didn't even know that. I just found out about you, and I really like your testimony. Is there any chance that you would want to, you know, maybe come on the show and talk about it? And you gave me, I think, what was the most mature answer that I've ever heard from a new Christian. You said, you know what, I appreciate the offer, but I think I really need to take some more time to learn more about Christ, develop my personal relationship with him, and, you know, maybe later I'll do that. But for right now, I think I need to stay away from, you know, the big stuff and just focus on that. And so I wrote you back. I said, that I'm so on board with that. That's fine. You have an open invitation anytime you want it. You know, a few months after that, you contacted me about putting some of my articles on your website, which is, for those who don't know,
reasonsforjesus.com.
Yes. It's
an apologetics website.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. It's one of the best out there. And I'm not just saying that because I'm biased because my articles are out there. But no, it is really, really good. I've learned a lot from your site. So we started doing that. And I'll tell my side of this story and then you tell yours because this is really phenomenal. So I was... And then this was months later after giving you like articles and things and saying, right. Yeah, post them, do whatever you want. I was sitting at work at Skywatch TV. I was editing some episode. I don't remember which one, but it had nothing to do with New Age or anything like that. And all of a sudden, I just really felt like I really want to ask Steve if he will write a book with me, which is a crazy thing to ask somebody who you don't really know, because if there's any authors out there, you know, if you're going to co-author a book, I mean, you're basically locked in with that person for at least a year, you know, but well, longer than that because of all the promotion after that. I mean, you got to be sure that, you know, he's somebody you can get along with. Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't have social personality disorder.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully he's not psychopathic.
Yeah. Hopefully he's at least not as introverted as I am, because I'm pretty introverted, but it worked out really well. So I just got this compulsion, and looking back, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Looking back, I think that was the Holy Spirit. I didn't realize it at the time. I just felt like for some reason, I really wanted to asked Steve to write a book, and I didn't analyze it. I didn't examine it. I just did it. So I sent you a message, and, you know, I was thinking, you know, if this isn't God, then he'll just say no, or, you know, he's got a bunch of stuff going on. But I sent you a message and said, I don't really have a clear idea about the book, but something about New Age and coming out of it, do you want to write that with me? And you were into it. So tell people your side of that story, because I didn't learn about this till like 3 days ago or something.
Yeah, well, my side of the story, I was at a point where I was needing to write a book. I was needing to write a material, having been a teacher for, you know, for a while. I was writing articles for the largest New Age website in the world. And not just articles about self-help and, you know, spiritual psychology, but kind of the nitty-gritty of how these things would work out and play out mechanically speaking, like the relationship between consciousness and matter, what I believe to be the implications of that research on there being, you know, a unified field of consciousness. I was trying to explain these things evidentially and rationally ground them. So when I came out of the New Age movement, I kind of knew the arguments that New Age teachers were using.
Right.
But with the help of the Holy Spirit and just scripture and considering these things in light of the exclusivity of Christ and of God's revelation in his word, it's like, well, obviously that conclusion doesn't follow from that evidence. You know, that there's an error in logic there.
Yeah.
There's a leap. It's a non sequitur over here. And so I was like, I got to write about this.
Yeah.
You know, I've made a few YouTube videos about topics like that. I have a YouTube channel where I debunk and address New Age topics from a Christian worldview.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to write a book. So I was doing a little bit of research into different Christian publishers. I was actually considering, I'm so glad... I was actually considering self-publishing.
Yeah, yeah.
And just doing the advertisements myself.
I started out like that, and it is a nightmare. And actually, I do suggest for new authors, start with self-publishing so you can learn the business, but expect to spend at least 5 years doing that. At minimum, it's probably going to be a lot longer, but at minimum, at least 5 years doing that before you can get a reputable publisher. But
yeah. Right. So it's like, you know, I figured...
But you were already out there. I mean, you were already pretty well-known and everything.
Right. So my prayer was, you know, Lord, I don't want to have this, you know... confusion about who to publish with. I've put myself out there enough. If you want me to write a book, bring a publisher to me. And that's kind of, you know, that doesn't usually happen. You normally don't have book publishers asking you to write with
them. Never happens. No. It literally never happens.
But in my ignorance,
yeah,
you know, I didn't know. I thought maybe Soren Cho, hey, I work for, you know, Charisma. Hey, I work for, you know, Thomas Nelson.
Yeah.
Right, Frank Press. It's like, I had no idea how it worked. Apparently you need a literary agent and they take a...
Oh man, you need a bunch. Yeah.
And then you got to hire PR after and all this stuff. And so I'm like...
And you're the one that has to tell them how you're going to promote your own book.
Ooh.
It's just insane. Yeah, I went through that whole process too. But anyway.
I prayed that to God, asked him to bring me to a publisher, and he, you know, led me to you a few months later. You messaged me offering to write a book with you through Defender. And, you know, as someone who had been following Skywatch for a while, who, you know, loved the show, loved the material, believed in the ministry. It's like, okay, here's a publisher that I agree with. I agree with their content. Tom Horn, a former Assemblies of God pastor, I'm Pentecostal.
Sure.
So it's like, even theologically, I kind of fit in.
Yeah.
I do have a conspiratorial edge to some of my content. And it was literally perfect. So I'm like, yeah, of course. And then we just started writing our book together, and we got a lot done in a short period of time.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was insane.
It is a long book. So the book's called The Second Coming of the New Age.
And you'll see that up on the screen right now. There it is. Fantastic cover.
Fantastic. I think it's the best book cover I've ever seen.
I think so, too. We might be a little bit biased, but Jeffrey Martis, if you're watching this, we love you, brother. And you do amazing, amazing covers.
Right. Yeah. And then the Michael Heiser connection.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell them about that.
That's crazy.
Because that was your idea. I was reluctant because I was like, I don't know if he's going to want to. But
right. So basically, yeah, that was like that was last minute.
Yeah.
It was crazy. God brought this together. So in the process of us writing our book together, you know, we're brainstorming. Who are we going to have for it? Our foreword.
Right.
You know, we'll kind of cross that bridge when we get to it. What happened was Michael actually reached out to me. So I heard through like Facebook groups online, he was trying to get in contact with me, asking people how to get in contact. And I was thinking, I want to interview him anyway. That's perfect. So he reached out to me on my YouTube channel. I did a full interview with him in his Fringe Pop studio. It's about an hour long.
Do you have an actual address for your YouTube channel, or is it one of those? Okay, how do people go and check that out?
YouTube.com/Stephen Bancars.
Awesome.
So him and I were, he was basically saying, you know, there's the New Age movement. It's a big deal in our culture right now. I'm looking for people who are going to address these things without sensationalizing it.
Yeah.
How can we address it, you know, philosophically and just be sound?
Yeah.
Just have real conversations about real issues without sensationalizing it. And so he had me come film for Fringe Pop. And before Fringe Pop, I decided we had like 2 weeks before we needed the foreword finished.
I was worried because I was like, I don't think we're going to have a foreword for this book because I can't think of any author who would be able to turn around and
read a manuscript and have it done in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I know Mike really well. Like I consider him a really good friend of mine. Well, more than a friend. He's, I don't know if he would think of it this way, but to me, he's one of my like major influential like mentors. I've got two or three in my life, him, Tom Horn. But I thought, okay, I know Mike really well. He's going to want to read the book first.
Right.
And which fair enough. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a good thing to want to do. I don't think 2 weeks is going to be enough, but then you came up with a really good solution for that.
Yeah. The solution was to bug the heck out of you, Tom. and say this is Mike.
Yeah.
He needs an extension.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to offer him different solutions to try and get an extension.
Yeah.
And you know, we need to push the date out a little bit and you know, Tom ended up extending it to an extra 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And within that span he was able to write the foreword for the book, and that was pretty amazing how it came together last minute. Because I'm not sure he's ever written a foreword for a book before.
I don't know. I've never seen one. Right. I mean, I don't want to say that he hasn't, because maybe he did and it was just something that I haven't seen, but definitely not for something like this. I know for sure not for anything like from Defender or any other popular Christian a publisher or anything like that. Not anything that I know of. So that was a pretty big deal. But and that also speaks to the way that we wrote this book. It's not sensational.
Right.
It absolutely is impactful, and there's very vital information that every Christian needs just living in the world that we live in.
Right.
But we're not sensational. We cite all our sources. Actually, this guy taught me how to properly cite sources. I've written a bunch of books, but my format was all wrong. And I didn't know that. But properly cited sources, you'll be able to check back on our work and see that we're actually giving you nothing but exactly what the case is for New Age pervading our culture and our church in ways that really you can't even imagine. So yeah, there's nothing sensational about it. And that I think is the strongest point of having Mike Heiser, who's sort of known for not being sensational and just telling it how it is. I mean, his podcast is called the Naked Bible Podcast for a reason,
right?
Not filtered through anything,
right? Yeah, he specifically requested, when I asked him, he was like, if it's apologetic and evangelistic in its leanings,
yep,
and if it's not sensational,
that's right,
then I'm inclined to you know, give it a shot. And I was fully confident to be able to say, this is purely apologetics.
Yes.
It's the whole purpose of it is not to hype up something that isn't there.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Or to find a little something that's there and then make a whole book out of that little thing.
That's right. You know, that's
so,
right.
So the subtitle for the book is The Hidden Dangers of Alternative Spirituality in Contemporary America and Its Churches.
I'm so glad you can memorize that. I have a terrible memory, but yeah, that is what it is.
Right. So obviously one could imagine, you know, you could find two or three different things wrong with the New Age movement infiltrating the church, maybe five or six. We have, I think we have at least 10, maybe a dozen.
Oh yeah.
But, and then the entire rest of, and we say, what's wrong with it? Why to be concerned?
Mm-hmm.
How to understand these things properly?
Right.
You know, why they're heretical and so forth. But then the rest of the book is debunking the New Age movement.
Yeah.
It's debunking all these false ideas. So we had the opportunity with a topic like this to hype it up as much as we could.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
And to, you know, make everyone kind of on the edge of their seat thinking there's this new impending catastrophe just waiting to come around the corner.
Yeah.
But, you know, what if we also put something that is intellectually sound and reliable,
right,
and credible in people's hands where pastors can recommend this as a source, maybe even can be a staple in the Christian community for the topic of the New Age movement. I think it will be, especially with an endorsement like Mike Heiser.
Oh, definitely.
Forward, I think it should be a staple because there is simply nothing out there that addresses these things scripturally. They'll address it scripturally, not in the depth we did, and not the topics we did.
That's
nobody can address the abuse of quantum mechanics.
Exactly.
Or
and in ways that people can understand.
In ways that people can understand. Nobody does it scientifically usually or philosophically usually, and we have all three. And, you know, 130,000 plus words long.
Yeah.
It's going to probably be a 400 or 500 page book.
Yeah.
And it's all solid material. There's nothing flaky.
That's
there's,
right.
There's nothing that isn't offering value. And so we're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you guys are willing to check it out.
Yeah. And our writing style, you know, I'm a blogger. Steve's a blogger. We write things that anybody can understand. So if you're hearing some of these terms and thinking, well, I don't really understand apologetics, or I don't know what that is. You know, I'm just a guy trying to make it in the world and, you know, provide for his family or whatever. Listen, anything that I've ever written, I don't overcomplicate things. Steve doesn't either. That's a big reason why it was easy for us to write this book together. You will understand everything about the New Age, its influences, how it might and probably is pervading your life right now.
How to debunk it.
How to debunk it, how to talk to a New Ager, and how to get this stuff out of your life and back into a right relationship with Christ. And I don't mean to say that, like, everybody watching this has a wrong relationship with Christ, but there are influences from the New Age movement because it is so pervasive in our culture in ways that you couldn't even imagine, ways you would never expect. And that's what really blew my mind in research for this book, that it is a cancer on the Christian church right now, especially here in America. And that's why we really had to write this book. So I'm hoping that will help. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's conclude this. And then I want to do a video where we just full force get into your testimony. How does that sound?
Great.
All right. All right. Join us tomorrow. We're going to do another video, and we'll talk about Steve's testimony in case you haven't heard it. Maybe I'll put some of mine in there, though many of you have heard it already. But that's the process of the book. Keep an eye out for Skywatch TV, skywatchtv.com. That's where you will see the book, The Second Coming of the New Age. And keep your eye out. It's going to be good stuff. Thank you all so much for joining us. And until next time, take care and God bless.